Well, if he doesn't practice tomorrow, he won't play. So that's where we are with Brian. He'll see the doctor in the morning, just like we always do. We have checkups on Wednesday and again on Friday.
I know you guys try to seem like the crowd noise the best you can. How is Marshall adapted to the noise that you put into the Hudson Center? Marshall fair with the crowd noise that you guys try to see?
Marshall Newhouse is having a good week of practice. We actually practiced outside again today. We've been outside both Wednesday and Thursday. We'll go inside tomorrow just to get on the field turf and to be indoors. It's too nice outside, plus with the opportunity to practice on grass is beneficial to our football team. So Marshall's done very well. I think he's getting himself ready to play. He's a week better than last week, so I've been pleased with what I've seen. Good. I mean, he felt fine. Took his took all his reps. So looked like Donald. I mean, he's always practiced. Yesterday was more keeping him out was more of a precaution. So,
Mike, as a quarterback's coach, what's the strength of Matt Ryan's game?
Well, Matt Ryan, I think, is a quarterback that keeps you in favorable plays, makes all the throws, inside their system. They're doing more with them at the line of scrimmage. The one thing come out of college that I appreciated about Matt was he was a winner. He'd won games in 2-minute drills, won big games, and did that early in his career too. I can remember the Chicago game, the big throw he made there. Down in Atlanta versus Chicago a few years back. So he's been very, very successful. He's definitely a very consistent quarterback, especially this young in his career.
Mike, I understand sacks are not the only measure of what kind of pressure you're getting on the quarterback.
Okay.
It's still jarring to see Clay Matthews just a number one next to his name in the sack column. How do you view kind of how he's pressuring and maybe how you guys are as a whole?
Well, if we're talking about sacks, we're talking about pressure, or we're talking about production, I mean, it is different. The object on defense is to tackle the offensive player behind the line of scrimmage when he has the ball, whether it's a quarterback or running back. So I did check my stats before I came in here, but I think he's tackled the guy behind the line of scrimmage about 8 times so far this year. So that tells you in itself he's been very productive. He's clearly playing the run better. Now, are we rushing 3 more than we have in the past? Are we rushing 4, 5? I mean, those are some things you need to look at. We've had leads in 3 of the 4 games. So there's other factors involved in that. But there's nothing wrong with the way Clay Matthews is rushing the quarterback. It's defense. It works together. The rush has to fit with the coverage, and usually when the coverage holds longer, it creates more opportunities for more pressure from your pressure players up front. So Clay's having a very good year. He really is. I understand the statistical analysis of one sack.
The side opposite him, you've got Zombo maybe coming back this week. You've got Soto. Is that a position where if you wanted to, you could run a few guys through there and see if somebody got hot?
Well, it's a position that now being in the 3-4 defense, you can never have enough of them. And that's why we have 10 linebackers on our roster. So we feel from a pure 53-man roster standpoint, we finally got that part right. Because just look at last year, and even said a little bit, not as much the year before, but you go through that position. It's a very stressful position. It's a very important position. It's the outside linebacker position. The corners and those are. You talk defense with anybody that's ever coached defense. You talk about pass rushers and corners. So, but as far as who's getting hot, it's really who's playing the best. I think we're saying the same thing. You can't have enough of them. Frank Zombo, I had a chance to speak with him briefly after practice. He's gotten a lot better. Today, and he was yesterday. He feels good, so we're just really waiting for him to get cleared full time from the medical staff. But Vic's done some good things, and Eric has been consistent. So you can't have enough of him. Brad looks to be healthy. Watched him some today, particularly on special teams. Brad Jones.
Mike,
Can't have enough of them.
If Cordell is banged up and he can't play, I guess where's your comfort level if you decide to go to like DJ and Ryan?
I mean, we've had five tight ends up now for the last couple of games, so we're rolling those guys throughout the week. They're all learning all the different positions. We don't set a game plan where this tight end runs that route or this tight end does that block. That's not the way. We cross-train at every position. So I have a very high comfort level with all of our tight ends and all of our perimeter groups in those type of situations.
Two more.
Any hesitation given Ryan Grant 10, 15?
He's ready to go. He's back to mold his old self. He's punchy as hell today at practice, so that's a good sign. He's ready.
Mike, you got a handful of rookies on the special teams, DJ Smith, Taylor Williams, those guys, Lattimore. Do you like what you're getting out of the young guys on those?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a reason why they're starting on a number of those special team units, so I feel very good about the contribution of our rookies to our football team. There's a reason why we kept 10 rookies. And they're progressing rather nicely.